Well, it's that time of the show where we look at our question of the week, and Rosalind Davis has been gazing out into the distance, pondering this question from Eleanor.
Why do so many people enjoy looking at views?
Everyone wants a room with a view, but why? Pekka Oylinki on Facebook thinks it calms the mind by ensuring we can see what's coming our way. I asked Michael Forster, a researcher in aesthetics from the University of Vienna, what makes a view so satisfying?
In general, the enjoyment of a view comes from a reaction of the brain's reward center. This kind of reaction can be triggered by a variety of factors, including the interesting complexity that operates at early visual levels and also deeper processing stages, such as memory.
I find looking at a view really soothing. Why is this the case?
The natural view demands very little of our attention and gives no reason for us to think about our everyday demands or worries. In other words, we are able to just let go and enjoy the scenery.
It helps us let go from the world around us. But listeners Rachel Jones and her husband reckon it's because it speaks to our inner explorer.
Another explanation, especially for the enjoyment of views from mountaintops or vantage points, is grounded in human evolution. Humans are by nature curious about the environment, because exploring our surroundings in evolution helped us detect threats to our life and helped us to find food. These are two of the most important factors for our survival. If we can do the surveying from a high or sweeping vantage, we can both survey a large area for food and at the same time spot threats from a far distance.
Is it the same for landscapes that are man-made?
For cityscapes, on the other hand, we may have slightly different reasons for our fascination. Here, the most striking examples are of structures where humans created something of extraordinary skill or magnitude, such as the New York skyline with the skyscrapers, or the Eiffel Tower. The enjoyment most probably comes from a mix of social engagement, pride or awe that we as humans are able to create such enormous structures, or again, interest in complexity.
Pride in our constructions, looking out for danger, and an escape from everyday distractions. Just some reasons why we like to look at views. Thanks to Michael Forster for helping me out with that one. Next time, we'll be answering Colin's question.
Why do we lose hair on our heads, but not on the rest of our body?
Do you know why we go bald, but only on our heads? I think my dad would like to know the answer to this one. You can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientist, or join the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.